Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Siberian Dilemma, an Arkady Ranko novel by Martin Cruz Smith. Read by Jeremy Bob.
For M, from beginning to end. Moscow. Chapter 1. Sasha's eyes were set in a huge pan-shaped head, and he studied Arkady as someone who might share his misery. The bear was a towering beast, but his customary roar was weakened by alcohol. His mate, Masha, sat on her rump, a half-empty bottle of champagne pressed to her breast. A plaque on the zoo guardrail read, Sasha and Masha, American brown bear, Ursus arctos horribilis. That sounded about right, Arkady thought. The bears had been released by somebody who had left a poster that declared, We are animals too. Arkady wasn't going to dispute this. At 4 in the morning, the dark made every fairy tale feature of the park into something grotesque. Statues became monsters. Shadows spread wings. Lions softly growled and polar bears manically paced back and forth. Arkady was an investigator of special cases, and if a bear running loose in the heart of Moscow was not a special case, he didn't know what was. Victor, his partner, was an excellent detective when he was sober. By the time they arrived, the zoo director had tagged Sasha and Masha with tranquilizer darts loaded with barbiturates that, combined with champagne, made a heady cocktail for even an Ursus arctos horribilis. Masha slumped against a stone wall. Sasha's every burp was a foul bubble, and each snore resonated like a broken drum. One moment he seemed inert, the next he jerked upright and swept the air with a massive paw. A half-dozen young zookeepers held poles like lances and cautiously surrounded the bears from a distance. They were greeted by Victor's sister, Nina, the zoo director, a take-charge kind of woman dressed in a sheepskin coat and hat. She was toting a tranquilizer gun. She gave Arkady a firm handshake. Did you call for more help? He asked.
I don't want police charging around the grounds, she said. That's why I called you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?